That is Elliot Friedman, hockey's version of Adam Schefter, saying that Tristan Jarry is on the block and that the thing that scares teams is health. Here's what would scare me. 2-6 in the playoffs with an 8.91 save percentage, and he just got benched for Alex Nedeljkovic the last 2 months of the Penguin season. How does that not come up in that discussion?
Question I had when I heard that clip from Elliot Friedman was, same as what you said, the 8.91 save percentage, but do teams look at that and say that's more a Penguins problem and not a Jarry problem?
Starkey brought that up on the Showdown Sunday night.
That specific point, like,
that's why he thinks
as a function of the Penguins.
Yes, that's why he thinks Jarry can get traded and will get traded, because the Penguins will get blamed for his
basically they hang the guy out to dry.
Stats. Yep.
Yeah, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware, because I think that's what would happen. I don't look at him as a goalie let down by a team letting him be under siege for 60 minutes.
Nedeljkovic played behind the same defense.
And played better. I've always looked at Jarry as a guy mentally who just didn't have 60 minutes of focus. That was
Jarry.
That's the knock on him going back to the minors.
Oh, you mean like when he passed the puck right to the Islanders and they scored in that playoff game?
That's the knock on him going back to the AHL was very talented player. Would play 58 sparkling minutes. The 2 minutes that were not sparkling in a given game were bad enough to lose him a fair number of hockey games.
Allmark got traded last night. Donnie, can you look up what he got traded for? Look up what Boston got back for him. They made a trade with Ottawa during the Stanley Cup final.
That's a weird move. Do you do that?
It is, but think about this. I would F the NHL. Is what my reaction would be if I got any kind of blowback from that from the commissioner. Don't have your Stanley Cup final on June 24th when the draft is
like
from that game, and the start of free agency is a week away. Now we're 6 days away from free agency.
I have a
if
take
you're
going
to put these two things so close together, teams are need to get their ducks in a row here.
I have a take on that old timeline thing. I was at first making fun of it and saying this should not happen. This is like an abomination to have the cup final this late. I saw a tweet today that totally changed my mind. If you're looking at it from the NHL's perspective.
No break.
Well, no. Just how is it bad from any publicity is good publicity to have one of your Sunbelt teams finally win one in a very highly scrutinized and watched cup final, I would imagine. Got big ratings. Where you have the best player in the game on one side and then the Panthers on the other. You have 4 days. Now you have a draft, which is something that does get NHL fans and even some casual fans interested in, right?
And they have their awards one night. I don't know when that is. That's happening.
And then you have, right after that,
free agency.
Have free agency. So you do have, what do we always praise the NFL for?
No offseason.
And an uninterrupted 24/7 news cycle. Well, the NHL's doing their miniature version of it, so I have to give them props for that.
You have Allmark's trade details?
Yeah, so Allmark went to the Senators in exchange for Boston's original 24 first-round pick, which is 25th overall. Mark Kostelic.
Never heard of him.
Is it Jonas Korpisalo?
Jonas Korpisalo.
My name is Jonas. Okay, I'm here in the net.
He went back, and the Senators are retaining 25% of his salary.
He had an 8.90 save percentage in 55 games, so he'll be Swayman's backup. So they got a backup goalie.
Kostelic's a center who is the definition of just a guy. He's a fourth-round type of player.
I can't picture the Penguins getting a first-round pick for Jarry.
Allmark, much better player.
That would be stunning work by Dubas if he's able to pull that off. Plus, as Friedman did not point out in that clip but did on his show, you still have other goalies like John Gibson who are available. So it's not like Jarry is the only quote-unquote bigger name goalie who's being dangled out there. I still think a week from now he's on the Penguins roster when the dust settles on the offseason. Do you agree?